The Silent Rebellion, Eric Vogel, and the Alchemy of Industrial Salt, where industrial chemistry meets radical simplicity in a world designed for obsolescence. The faded silhouette of a 1990 camper rested beneath the fractured glow of solar panels, wings stretched wide like the scales of some dormant titan. This was Eric Vogel's rolling laboratory, a mobile testament to a quiet revolution humming in its belly. Inside, chaos folded into order. Weathered tomes lined a shelf. The electrochemical Bibles of a dying craft. Newman's electrochemical systems. Vincent and Scrosati's modern batteries. Crompton's sprawling industrial compendium. Hidden among them was Vance Packard's The Waste Makers, a searing prophecy about planned obsolescence that shaped Eric's rebellion. The camper was more than nomadic. It was a proof of concept. Powered by a small bank of saltwater cells built from discarded forklift battery cases, it was a self-sufficient outpost, a declaration of independence from the grid. But the true revolution, the blueprint for a different future, was taking root just beyond its hatch. The Garden Laboratory, in what others might call a backyard, but Eric knew as his proving ground, the future took concrete form. Buckets, industrial plastic buckets, 40 liters each, stacked and configured like the cells of some vast, sleeping organism. Not the repurposed casings of his mobile rig, but something more fundamental, more scalable. Buckets. Industrial plastic buckets, 40 liters each, stacked and configured like the cells of some vast, sleeping organism. Not the repurposed casings of his mobile rig, but something more fundamental, more scalable. Utility tubs, utilitarian vessels that spoke the language of workshops and construction sites. 48 buckets arranged in series. 48 volts to feed the hungry maw of a grid tie inverter. The inverter itself was a masterpiece of corporate irony. Designed to interface with Tesla Powerwalls costing tens of thousands, it would instead drink voltage from the most humble battery bank imaginable. Buckets filled with an elixir of industrial Epsom salt. Electrodes made from plumbing supplies and chemistry older than the patent system. The electrode design was Eric's quiet masterpiece. Concentric tubes. An aluminum tube nested inside a zinc tube, separated by precise spacing. Both mounted on a central steel pivot that ran the full depth of each bucket. The pivot allowed the entire electrode assembly to be lifted out for cleaning, inspection, replacement. No welding. No specialized tools, just threaded rod and industrial tubing, elegant in its essential simplicity. The outer zinc tube, corrugated drainage pipe, actually provided massive surface area for the oxidation reaction. The inner aluminum tube, perforated for electrolyte circulation, served as cathode. Between them, 40 liters of saturated magnesium sulfate solution, creating an ionic highway for electrons to travel. Each bucket, 1 volt. 48 buckets, 48 volts. The math was ancient. The materials were commodity, but the implications were revolutionary. The concrete foundation beneath told its own story of chemical warfare. Cellular concrete infused with mineral foam, impervious to the corrosive chemistry above. Not painted or coated, but molecularly armored against the salt solutions that would eat conventional concrete like acid. Each bucket nested in its own depression, earthquake stable, weatherproof, permanent as geology. Eric knelt beside one of the prototype cells, lifting the electrode assembly by its central pivot. The concentric tubes emerged dripping with brine, aluminum gleaming like silver in morning light, zinc showing the honest patina of working metal. This was technology as craft, as art, as rebellion against the black box tyranny of corporate engineering. Where Tesla's Powerwall hid its chemistry behind welded steel and proprietary software, Eric's system invited inspection, understanding, repair. Where lithium demanded specialized recycling and hazmat protocols, his components could be hosed clean and rebuilt in any garage with basic tools. The manifesto in numbers. Eric's laptop displayed the heretical mathematics of the stationary system. Stationary system, Garden Laboratory. 48 cells in series, 40 liter industrial buckets. Cell voltage, 1.0 V nominal, concentric tube electrodes. System voltage, 48.0 VDC, grid tie inverter compatible. Capacity, 800 amp hours. Total storage, 38.4 kilowatt hours industrial scale capacity. Material cost for the 38.4 kilowatt hour system, 48 times 40 L buckets, 240 euros. Aluminum tubing slash mesh, 250 euros. Plumbing supplies. Zinc tubing slash plates, 160 euros. Marine slash industrial supply. Magnesium sulfate, 120 euros. 525 kilograms agricultural bags. Hardware and mounting, 180 euros. Threaded rod, pivots, fittings. Total system cost, 950 euros. Compare this to equivalent commercial storage. A single Tesla Powerwall, 13.5 kilowatt hours, costs 8,000 euros. Eric's 38.4 kilowatt hour system delivered nearly triple the capacity for less than 1/8 the cost. The mathematics weren't just compelling, they were revolutionary. The deeper scandal was temporal. Lithium batteries arrived with death certificates, 3,000 to 5,000 charge cycles, with inevitable degradation. Eric's salt batteries, however, were designed around permanence. The zinc anodes would eventually need replacement, but the cells themselves were immortal. Architecture, not consumables. The ghost in the machine. Morning light painted the scene in copper and chrome. The camper's own small solar array was already tending to its internal battery, a self-contained ecosystem. But the real power lay sleeping in the garden. 48 cells drinking morning sunlight through a 3.2 kilowatt ground-mounted array, feeding the hungry maw of the grid tie inverter. The stationary system had consumed 8.4 kilowatt hours overnight, powering the house, workshop, and laboratory, dropping from 48.0 volts to 44.8 volts across its oceanic 800 amp hours. A barely perceptible change. By mid-afternoon, the massive 38.4 kilowatt hour bank would be full again, ready for the night. Its round trip efficiency was 85%, a negligible trade-off for near infinite repairability and a construction cost that shattered industry norms. More importantly, these efficiency curves remained flat across temperature ranges where lithium systems would stumble and fail. The economics of heresy. The true subversion was economic. Eric's technology couldn't be patented. The chemistry was public domain. The materials were commodity inputs. The manufacturing process is reproducible anywhere. Magnesium sulfate was an agricultural mineral. Zinc and aluminum were pillars of modern infrastructure. A truly democratic technology, which made it economically radioactive in a world built on artificial scarcity. The lithium industry's $100 billion market capitalization depended on controlled supply chains, proprietary formulations, and replacement cycles engineered to maximize revenue. Eric's salt batteries threatened this ecosystem by offering comparable performance from abundant materials with indefinite repairability. No wonder they stayed buried in academic papers. Technical deep dive, the chemistry of revolution. The electrochemical reactions powering Eric's rebellion were elegantly simple. At the zinc anode, oxidation. Zn Zn superscript 2 plus 2e. At the aluminum cathode, reduction. Al al cubo più 3 al. In the electrolyte, ion transport. MgSO4, Mg superscript 2 plus SO4 superscript 2. The magnesium sulfate solution provided ionic conductivity while remaining stable, safe, and non-corrosive. The critical challenge, aluminum passivation. Unlike copper, aluminum formed thin oxide layers that impeded electron transfer. Eric's solution was periodic maintenance. But this wasn't a frequent chore. With a cycle life of 2,000 to 3,000 deep cycles, the cathodes required sandblasting to restore surface activity only every 5 to 7 years of daily use. A small price for massive cost savings and technological immortality. The inertia of a billion-dollar system. The challenge for this technology isn't one of malice, but of momentum. The existing battery industry is a marvel of optimization, a multi-billion dollar ecosystem fine-tuned for the complex ballet of lithium chemistry. Factories representing colossal investments are tooled for specific proprietary processes. To pivot to a fundamentally different, simpler chemistry would not be a minor adjustment. It would be a complete overhaul, a colossal capital risk with no clear path to quarterly returns. Vast portfolios of patents and decades of intellectual property, the very foundation of market valuations, are all anchored to this specific paradigm. Global supply chains, meticulously constructed around specific materials, represent immense geopolitical and capital investment. The simple chemistry of salt and metal doesn't fight a villain. It pushes against the immense gravitational pull of the established economic order. It suggests a different path in a world that has already paved a multi-lane superhighway in another direction. The question isn't whether the new path is viable, but whether a system so heavily invested in its current course has the agility to even consider a turn. Late at night, Eric would open The Wastemakers. The book, written in 1960, had predicted his world, one where simplicity was often at odds with profit, where durability could threaten established revenue models, where repairability was a feature often lost in the pursuit of a next upgrade cycle. The lithium industrial complex wasn't an accident. It was a logical outcome of a system prioritizing intricate IP and controlled supply chains, which naturally leads to products with defined lifespans. The revolution wouldn't come from boardrooms facing down this inertia. It would spread quietly, one salt battery at a time, through makerspaces and rural communities where people built what they needed rather than bought what they were sold. The silent dawn. As morning approached, Eric prepared for another day. His camper, powered by its own small hum, was ready to roll. But the true engine of his journey was the silent giant in the garden. 38.4 kilowatt hours of stored sunlight ready to power a home, a workshop, an idea. No range anxiety, no supply chain vulnerabilities, just the patient chemistry of salt and metal doing what it had always done. His camper was more than a vehicle. It was an initial rolling demonstration and then refinement that simple solutions existed. That abundance was possible. That technology could serve human needs. Underground, the future was already happening. Above ground, the world just hadn't noticed yet. Eric smiled, started the engine, and rolled toward tomorrow, a messenger for the quiet rebellion humming in his own backyard. Technical specifications and performance data. Stationary battery system, garden laboratory. Total capacity, 38.4 kilowatt hours, 800 ah at 48 V. Configuration, 48 cells in series, 40L industrial buckets. Cell voltage, 1.0 V nominal. Zinc aluminum couple. System voltage, 48 VDC, grid tie inverter compatible. Cycle life, 2,000 to 3,000 deep cycles, 80% DOD. Container type, 40 liter industrial plastic buckets. Electrode design, concentric tube system, zinc outer, aluminum inner. Total system cost, Euro 950, materials only. Cost per kilowatt hour, Euro 25 versus 600 euros plus commercial lithium. Operating temperature, minus 20 degrees Celsius to plus 50 degrees Celsius. Round trip efficiency, 85 to 87%. Electrolyte chemistry. Base solution, saturated magnesium sulfate heptahydrate, MgSO4, 7H2O. Source, agricultural grade Epsom salt. pH stability, 6.8 to 7.2, neutral, non-corrosive. Safety profile, food grade safe, environmentally benign. Maintenance requirements, monthly, terminal cleaning, voltage verification. 2,000 to 3,000 cycles, 5 to 7 years zinc electrode replacement. Aluminum cathode refurbishment, sandblasting. Tools required, basic hand tools, multimeter, pivot lifting mechanism. Author's note, Eric Vogel is a fictional character, but his archetype exists in countless workshops, garages, and makerspaces around the world. The technologies described are real, the chemistry is sound, and the economic analysis is based on current market data. The barriers to implementation are not technical, but institutional, a testament to how technological possibility intersects with economic power structures. Every element of Eric's system has been documented in academic literature or demonstrated by DIY enthusiasts. The revolution is not coming. It is already here, waiting in plain sight.